Yuan Daf, Samach Gimel Amad Aleph, the last line of the Yomid, Oma Rove Hashte the Oma Rabbi Yanai, Mali Hain, Mali Dmeyen, Omrinin, Mali Dmeyen, Omali Hain, Nami Emrinin, Upoiskin Al Shar Shebishuk, Ba'af al pi she'ein loy. Let us see Rashi. Hashte doma rabiyanei gabi peroin hein udmeim shovin. That means rabiyanei said that if a person gave money on chitim and the chitim were in this yakru, so Rabbi Yanai said it is not necessary later to give him the chitim he acquired. He can give him domim, he can give him money. Even though it looks like ribbis, it's merzik ribbis, because before he gave him, let's say, $50, now he's getting back $75. Afal pi kein, it's mutter, because mali hein mali dmeyin. What is the difference in your thought between chitim that are worth $75 or $75 cash? So Rabbi Yanai said, "Gabi piroin hein udmeyim shovim." The chihechi the hein mutter, just like hein is mutter, the meyim nami mutter. So the meyim is also mutter. The mali toif, what is it better? In Heimekabel, if he gives them chitim which are worth $75, Yaisim imashad mein mekabel. So what is this better than he's giving him $75 of money? That was Rabbi Yanai Shtik Teira. So Rabbi said, so according to this lumdis, Mali Dmeyen, Mali Hein, Nami Yamrin. But now, Rabbi Yanai was speaking about Bishas Piroi. That means he had given him $50 on Chitim, Nisyakro Achitim. So when he's paying him back, instead of giving Chitim, which are worth $75, he's giving him money, $75. So that's so Rabbi Yanai was speaking about Bishas Piroi. So Rove said, "Bishas the pisuk." We can also say, "Mali demehen, mali hein, nami amrina." Zot Rashi, "Betchilas hatnai nami." In the beginning, when they're making the tnai, they're making the conditions. Mishayotza hashar. If the shar came out of it, that means there's a market. One can purchase chitim. Paisik ima, so he can be paisik with him, that he should give him chitim. Va'af al pi she'ein peiris biyodoi, even though he doesn't have peiris, how can he purchase from him peiris if he doesn't have peiris? Obulvad she'iten loy zeh mois, but if he gives him money, if the malve, the lekeach, gives him money, Dichihechi dimhoyo hoyu demei hamois halolo biyoda. If the chitim, which he wants to purchase, he would now possess the chitim, behind our payers, havi muta, it would have been muta, because he's buying chitim from him. Hochinami ki havi, so that demei hamois, that's what he's giving him for the money. He have a mois biyodoi, so if he doesn't have chitim, but he has money, so it's also mutter. What's the difference if he has chitim now, or he has money that was given to him to purchase chitim? Sha mois utmeim shovim. It's no difference if he has chitim, or he has money with which to acquire chitim. The mali toi. Why is it better im hoyu hachitim shehem domim lemois? This is instead of the money he's giving him, halalu biyode, what is it better if he would have the chitim? Me'achshav shehim atman biyode. Now he doesn't have chitim, but he has money with which to acquire the chitim. It's yotza hasha. So even though he doesn't have chitim, but he has money to acquire chitim, so it's no difference if he has chitim to sell him now, or if he has money to acquire chitim. So he can also sell him this. Af hu yochel likach ben peiris, this person who is now the domim, he could purchase peiris. Min tam hazeh poiskim al smach shar shebishuk. Because of the lumdus of Rabbi Yanai, you can be poisik al shar shebishuk. Now, what is the taich shar shebishuk? So Rashi says, "Vuhu shar hayoitze." This is a market that comes about a yedei chamorim amevim tvue l'shuk bekroch. That means you have a krach. Kach is a large metropolis, a large city, and you have chamorim, that means people are coming with the chamorim that there's tvua on them, and they come to the big kach, they're going to sell their tvua. So if it was Yotza Hashar Shebishuk, that means there's a market in the Krach. You have Chamorim came into the Krach and they brought Schoire to sell. So what is the difference if he would himself possess Chitim and Yena would give him money so he could sell him the Chitim for this money and later will say Bershusay Nisyaka? Safilu, he doesn't possess chitim, but he gave him money, and with this money he can acquire chitim on the shar shebishuk. So just like he has chitim. Mali d'meyem, mali hein. What is the difference if he's giving if he's giving him the domim, or if he'd have the chitim? V'im toima, fraktat Rashi, Mishnasenu hizu. What did Rava say? According to Rabbi Yanai, you could be poisik al shar shebishuk. Good morning. That's a Mishnah. Poiskim al shar shebishuk. According to Rabbi Yanai. Not according to Rabbi Yanai. There's no such thing. That's a Mishnah. Vimtaima Mishnasenu hizu. Yotza hashar poiskim. Ike lamandiyoma lekamon. Ain't poiskin al shar shebishuk. No, no, no. You're not poisik al shar shebishuk. That means shar shebishuk. Rashi said it means there's a market, there's a big krach, and chamorim came with tvue. You're not poisik al shar shebishuk. You don't have such a mishnah. Umuki lemasnisen ba'al kalboi va'alvi. The mishnah that says poiskin al shar means when the Oitzris opened up to sell their Tvue, and the ships came to bring Tvue. We'll see soon in a minute. The Masnisen lav shar shebishukna. The Mishnah doesn't say Yotza hashar shebishuk poiskin. The Mishnah says Yotza hashar. Ela Yotza hashar stome. Fine. Now, I'd just like to explain this. I'm going to the Ramban. The Ramban explains Shitas Rashi. We'll see that Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. But let us first understand Shitas Rashi. The Ramban explains as follows. There are three Sha'orim. There's a Shah that a Kalboi and Arbi. That means like this. People used to store tvuah, and it seems when the posh to tvuah became used up, then they opened up the oitzres, and they sold their tvuah. Ships came and brought tvuah. This tvuah that was sold, this shah could last 10 months, 12 months. Then now he had an abundance of tefuah, and it could last 12 months. So now, this shah, zukta Rambam, that means you'll go, if it's, let's say it's a 12 month affair, this shah lasted very long. So if I'll buy tefuah now, it's gonna be a dinner of lakul. If that's the price. If I die, buy tefuah in 5 months, it's the same dinner of lakul. If I buy it in 10 months, it's a dinner of lakul. This was a shah de moshech. This was ready. Things were being sold at a standard price for a long period of time. So memela, that what it says in the Mishnah, yotza hashar poiskin. So pshat in the Mishnah, lulei divrei rove, it's speaking about shah da al kaboy. He can give me now a dinner zor for a kul, and I'll give him back in 5 months, in 10 months. You know why? Because in 10 months I can go now and buy a kul for dinner zor. There's no shah shema yisyaker. This shah of al kaboy. Va'alvi is ashar shenimshar, and you have here for a long period of time, you have ashar with one price. So memela, so the Mishnah says, if yotza ashar, he's giving you now money, a dinner zor for a kul, and if he's making up, you should give him in 6 months a kul, no problem, there's no ribbis, there's no shash. I'll go now, I'm taking the money, in 6 months I'll go and take a dinner zor and buy a kul. The price is nimshach. The shah shebekrochim, that was not such a long shah. This was a 2 month affair. Now, if he's giving me now money, he's not giving me now money, I want in 6 months a kul. You know what's going to happen in 6 months? In 6 months, you won't be able to get a kul for a dinner zov. In 6 months, it's going to cost you, it's going to cost more to get a dinner zor, to get a kul. So you can say, the Mishnah says, Yotza Ashar Poisk, Agazuntavai. The Mishnah is saying, when there's no shash of Shema Yisyaka, so you can make such a deal. Rabbi said, Amor de Kechidish. He was speaking about Shar Shebeshuk. Shar Shebeshuk means that in the Krochim, the Chamorim came, this shah could be a 2 month affair. Now, if he made up with him that I'm giving you now the money, give me in 6 months a kul of tefuah, we have to realize most probably in 6 months a kul of tefuah will be more than a dinosaur. It'll be 30 dinrei kesef. So memela, so now we need a new lumdus. We need a lumdus. That is true. There's an upmach now that he should give him. There's an upmach now that he should give him in 6 months a kul of tefuah. And in 6 months, it's going to be worth more. So what's the heter taka? So the heter is, because since if I have money now to purchase a kul of tefuah, he gave me money. And now I can go and buy the tefuah, so it's ke'ilu, I bought the tefuah already. And the ke'ilu, the tefuah was sold to him already. So it's peshusay nisyaker. But this lumdis, Rava said, this is only according to Rabbi Yanai. According to Rabbi Yanai, that he says, Mali hay, Mali dmeim, so he say, Mali dmeim, Mali hay. That's what Rava said. Now Rashi explains, but there we say, Mali hay, Mali dmeim. Here we say, Mali dmeim, Mali hay. Zok Rashi. Hod mapach lishne v'nokat lemeima mali d'meyen malihen mishum the b'shas piroin. Before Rabbi Yanai was speaking about b'shas piroin, Havi hamoish shemishalim loy demei hapeiris. There Rabbi Yane was speaking about. He was yesh loy. He had chitim. The chitim was nesyaka. So that zichi can give him those chitim. So he said, mali hein. What's the difference if he gives him those chitim? Mali demeyem. What if he gives him the money that is worth as much as these chitim is worth? The money that he's giving him now is the this is the money for the payers. Why are chitin better midmeyim than the money of the payers? Ki heichi the hein shoru, just like he can give him the chitim, the meyim namishol. That was Rabbi Yanai before. That Rabbi Yanai said if you it was yeshloi, and it was b'shusay nishaka, so later you don't have to give him chitim, you can give him money. That is keichad inshol, the meyim namishol. Bishas ha-pisuk, but here Rav is speaking about Bishas ha-pisuk, when the poisik, what he wants in 6 months. Noisay lay ze mois, he's giving him money. Lekabel chitim bidmeya mois. Now he wants chitim instead of the mois. That's what he's giving him the money for. Umikre ha-peiris, the peiris, that he's going to give him in 6 months. Mikra peiris, demeim shel mois. That means this is instead of the money. He's giving him a dinner zov, and he's going to give him a kul. V'shaich l'meima, matoiv demeim shel mois. So why is it better? If he has chitim, he possesses chitim now, if he would have chitim now, if he doesn't have peiris biyodai, but he has money with which he can acquire peiris, loshen hapisko nimshach etzel aleikeach. When you're talking about the Shas Apsike, when they made up what he wants back, so that's going, we're speaking about the Lekeach. Loshen apiroim, when he pays up, nimshech acha moicha. Gabi tnai rishoin, poisik loi, by the pisuk, by the tnai rishim poisik benoisin loi, domim lekabel kenegdom chitim. He gives him money that he should acquire chitim. Ilkach achitim kruyim domim etzel lekech. This is what he's getting in return for his money. Demei mo'oito. Begabi peroin hamoi shezeh peireyem avi demei achitim shezeh chayim. There he's giving him, he possesses chitim and he's giving him money. Now, the Ramban says one more nekude. According to Rashi, that what Rav said according to Rabbi Yanai, Shar Shebishuk is mutter, and Rashi says this is when the Hamorim bring Tvua to the Shuk, Bikrochim. Now the Krochim are the big cities. This was a market that lasted. It didn't last 6 months, 12 months, but it lasted. So this, and this shah, Rav said, according to Rabbi Yanai, since he can purchase chitim with the money, so just like he has chitim. But what about shuk sheba ayoros? There's a smaller market. There's a market in Ayoros, not in the big city Accra, in the near. That market lasts a week. That's it. It's a market for a week. Zok the Ramban, according to Rashi, then you don't say, Mali hein, Mali d'meyim. He has money, he can go and buy. You don't have too much time to buy. He gave him money now. He has to make sure that this market is a short market. It's going to last for a week. Who says he'll be able to go and acquire the two in a week? So therefore, the Ramban says, Shitas Rashi is only that Bekrochim, Ashuksha Bekrochim, which lasts longer. So there, the one who received the money has time to acquire chitim. So there, Rava said, so listen, he has money to get chitim, just like he has chitim, then we can say, Mishusay Nisyaka. But Ashar Shebeyayoris, Ashuk Shebeyayoris, there, according to Rabbiani, it won't help, because there, the market lasts a very short period. Who says that from the time he got the money, he'll be able to acquire Tvuin this time? Maybe that he'll come to go to the market, everything is sold out. This is how the Ramban says Pshat and Rashi. Now let us see Taisvis. Upoiskin al shar shabishuk afal pi she'inlon. Perish akuntaris. Veim toima, what was Rav Mechadish according to Rabbiana? Poiskin al shar shabishuk. Veim toima masnisini yotza shar poiskin. So Rashi answers, Ikel amandu amein poiskim al shahar shebishuk, you're not poiskim on the shahar shebishuk. Umuki lo masnisin bakalboi ba'arvi. So Rav is saying, no. According to Rabbi Yannai, you don't need such a big shahar. Shahar shebishuk is also sufficient. Le'oyle le'forishkein, na'filu le'rabi yechinen d'oma le'kamon, ein poiskim al shahar shebishuk, Moide, the loybein, and tare, the moshech, kulaha, you don't need a market which will last so long. Kamoy, akalboy, va'arvi. Loyboy, ala kedumis. You only need a kedumis. A kedumis, similar to what Rashi says, that chamorim brought tfuwa to a krach. Loyom, rabbi yechin, and poison, ala bishuk shel ayores. So, Taisvis means to say as follows. If Rava is saying a chiddush, no one ever learned pshat in the Mishnah. Those, I could think the Mishnah is speaking about a kalboy v'yalvi. But Rabbi Yochanan himself said that's not pshat in the Mishnah. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is sufficient if you have a shah of kedumis, which is similar to what Rashi says, that chamorim came to the krochem. And if Rava was machadish according to Rabbi Yanai, A shar shebishuk is sufficient, so he's saying, afilo ayoris is also good. Not the way the Ramban said according to Rashi, this is what Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. Afilo ashar shebayoris, ashuk shebayoris, that the whole market is only going to last a week. He can give him money, and it's also sufficient. Let's see by it. Vim toima. So Rav said a big chiddush in according to Rabbi Yanai. Now, so this is, who says this is true? Mali demei, Mali heim, if he has the money, so what's the difference if he has the tour, or if he has the money with which to acquire the tour? Who says that this is so poshut? It's not so easy to acquire the tour. That means the market is only for a short span of time. Who says when he gives the money, he'll have time to go to the market, there'll still be things for sale. I mean, how did Rav see this in Rabbi Yanai? That's why it's with cash. Toimev heiche sheminim Rabbi Yanai, to poisek al shuk shal yoritz, v'loi be'in en dumis. Where do you see this? That means, according to Tosfos, Rav is saying a chiddush, even though there's a small amount of time to acquire tvuah, I still say that, no, he can get it, and so it's called yeshloi, and they say b'shusay nisyaka. Where did Rav see this in Rabbi Yanai? B'yeshloi medohochi dai, mita omar Rabbi Yanai, mali hein, mali d'meya. Yochel afroyer loyidomim, kemoyshe yochel afroyer loyichitim, mishum demin achitim yochel limtsoy domim. That means from the chitim, which are his, he could get money, so I can give him now right away money. Ochinami poiskin afilu al shuksha yoris. די יויסר יזדמן לבעל המויס לקנויס חיתם, אפילו בשוק של היורס, ממה שיזדמן לבעל החיתם למכר אפילו בשוק של הכלבוי בערבי. Now, this, the Taisus HaRosh says, Amir de Kibir in Taisus. Rabbi Yannai said, someone gave $50 for Chitim. Fine, he gave $50 for Chitim. Fine, and now and he wants back Chitim in 6 months. In 6 months, Chitim are worth $75. So it's your chitim when it's yake, take your chitim, no problem. Now, Rabbi Yannai said, you don't have to give him this chitim, you give him $75. Now, Rabbi Yannai, we said, Rabbi is choylik, what do you mean? If he gave him 50, give him 75, it's merzik keribis. Rabbi Yannai said as follows. You know I can give him $75? Because with these chitim now, you can get $75. So the chitim, you get $75. I'll give another $75. In these chitim, you have $75, because you can sell the chitim. But the Taisus HaRosh Amir de Gezach. Now, he says, you have chitim. He's coming now, give me the chitim. Or he wants, he should give him money. From these chitim, you can get $75. You can get $75 right now. I'm sorry. It doesn't work like that. You can have chitim that's worth $75. You'll sweat a little bit till you sell it for $75. There's people there ready to give you $75 for your chitim. I'm giving you now $75 mizum in the kigelt. That smells like ribbis. I mean, you don't have cash now. You gave me $50 and I'm giving you $75 cash, and if we would go to what really occurred, you have $75 chitim. From $75 chitim, you can get cash in 2 weeks. I'm giving you now $75. So that's already a mistake. So you're giving him $75 and all he has is chitim which are worth $75, which will take him 2 weeks to get the $75 cash till he'll find a koine to sell it. Afal Pekin, Reb Yannai said, no. Since he can get in 2 weeks $75 for these chitim, it's considered Hilu is now $75, and I can give him right away $75 cash. That was a shtick teira of Rabbi Yannai. That means we don't look that he won't be able to get it so easy to sell. No. We consider ki'ilu by possessing now $75 ki'ilu, he has now $75 cash, so the loiva can give him $75 cash. I'm not doing you a favor. You had $75. I had. That's called Mali Hain Mali Demay. Zok. Now, it's very not Shriach, again, to get this Daloshna of the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus HaRosh says, let me say over the Loshna of the Taisus. The Svoris Rabbi Yannai, Shigam Kshe Noisen Loi Hachitim, Noisen Loi Demayim, when he's giving him chitim, he's giving him $75. Shemin achitim yochalikach domi. Alme, af alpi she'ein mizdamen loy lebala chitim bishum pam. The bala chitim will never be able to get limtzai koinem lechitim she'yitin loy domim la'alta. He won't be able to find someone who's going to give him $75 now, if chitim yet. No. It's like when it's called you have $75, even though it's difficult to get the $75, we consider kilo you have the $75. Now I can give you the $75, and it's not called ribbis.
Because
So it means like this. What are you telling me? You're telling me he's giving him now money, so we consider kilo he has chitim. So easy to get chitim now? You know, it's a small shah. The whole shuk is only for a week. He has to go wake up early in the morning, you understand? And who says he'll be able to get the chitim? So Ravid said, it's easier to get chitim and ashar shebiyores is difficult, but it's easier to get it, to purchase it, than to get money for chitim, which are $75, to get money today. And if Rabbi Yanai said, I can give him now money, because it's considered kilo, he has $75, even that would be a more than kikunst to get these $75 now. It's because it's considered he has $75. So Memele, if he gives me $50, it's considered like I have tefuah for $50. It's not so easy to acquire this tefuah. The shuk is only a very short shuk. If he said mali hein mali d'meyim, you'll zich say mali d'meyim mali hein. Fine. This is so far so good. This is what Rav said b'shem Rabbi Yanai. V'afal pi shein lo. Eisvei rapope v'ravune bereide Rabbi Yeshua l'rove. We learned in Rabbi Shaye, it said, kulam im yesh loy muter, im ein loy osa. There it said, if he has chitim. They were talking to Reynoishe b'chavei Reymonen. He came to me, he says he wants to buy tvua for a money. So it says, if he has tvua, he can sell it to him. It'll become more expensive later. But if he doesn't have tvua, so he can't sell him tvua for a month if he doesn't have tvua. Omalahu, so he answered them, hosam halva, hoches vine, anshuldik. Over there, speaking about he's not giving him money. He came to him, you owe me $100. Sell me chitim. Good. So if he possesses chitim, he can sell him chitim. Milvis koine. If he doesn't have chitim, so what is he going to sell him? He'll go to the market. He can't go to the market without cash. So Mamela, so there, if he's not giving him money, so there you need that he should possess chitim in order to sell him the chitim. If he's giving him money, so since he has enough money to buy the chitim in the shuk, so it's considered like I have chitim to sell. Fine. Rabbi v'Rav Yosef the Omri Talayu. Now we're gonna Rabbi v'Rav Yosef the Omri Talayu. My time Omru Rabbonon Poiskin al Shar Shebishuk. Now Rabbi v'Rav Yosef are going. This is how the Maram Shiv says Pshat. Are going on what Rove says. That means like this. Now we had a Mishneh. That Yotza Ashar Muta, that Mishnah does not necessarily mean Ashar Sheba Yoris, it doesn't mean Kidumis, it means, the Mishnah means something else. The Mishnah can mean that there's the Kalboi, the Alvi, and the Mishnah means something else than Gans. Because, as we mentioned, Ashar of a Kalboi, the Alvi, It's a shuk that's going to last for very long. Mistama won't be nisyaka. There it's pushed. But the Rabbanon said you can even purchase, even though the Rabbanon said shar shebishuk, you don't need a shar abakaboy valve. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said a new lumdus, and we're going to elaborate soon. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said like this. My time om rabbonim poiskin al shar shebishuk va'af al pisha ein loy. The omalei, the lekeach, can tell him shkilo tibusach v'shodye achizri. Your toive that you're doing for me, I don't need your toives. You can throw it away on the thorns. I don't need. You're not doing me a toive. Maya honestly. I have li zuzi biyodi, have mizavnino behini ubishili bizulo. Now, Rabbi Rav Yosef Amir de Columbus. Let us be mapo. We'll just give a shtickle hakdome, what the Maram Shiv seems to say. that Rava said that a shar shebishuk, let's say according to Tosfos, that a shar shebayores. So that means like this. They said a din, he's giving me a din of zavaku. I have 5 days to go to the shuk and purchase it, if I'm lucky. If not, I won't be able to get it. And Afapi came, Rava said, if you have the money to get it, you could get it, even though your chances to acquire it are not so great. Who says you'll be able to get it, you'll come to the shuk, everything will be sold out. Enough, if you have money, it's just like you have chitin. Zat kamaram shif, Rabba and Rav Yosef said, no, you don't say such things. To say I have chitin, if I have a shah that's going to last for 5 months, 6 months, so that's called, it's biyodai to acquire chitin. I have 6 months to acquire chitin. So just like I bought it already, I have to go. There's chitim that's being sold in the market for 6 months for a kul, for a dinner. So I can go today, I can go next week, I can go next month. There's an abundance. So it's there we say alumdis. So if he has the money, so why does he need the chitim? He can go. He has a murdic opportunity to acquire these chitim. So then we say alumnus, just like he acquired the chit. That's good. But Rav said a chiddush, if he can only a shuk shebayayoris, according to Tosfos, he can only get it in 5 days. To say such alumnus, that since I could I can get it in 5 days, it's just like I have it an echtikatok. They disagree with him vehemently. No. It's not like you have it. If you got it, you got it. If you didn't get it, I will not say, Kilo, you got it, since the chances that you'll be able to acquire it are very slim. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said, I'll tell you another lumdus. You know why it's mutter? Shal shebishut? No, that's your lumdus. Your lumdus is wrong. I don't consider Kilo yes chitim. You can't say Kilo yes chitim, because it's very difficult to acquire chitim in the shal shebishut. It's a different lumdus. The whole Isser of Ribbis is that, let's say, Zamalvin Aloyve, the Malva lends him $100, he's getting $120, so he's deriving profit from the Halva, that's Ribbis in the Torah Asr. Now, so what's your problem over here? Let's look realistically. He's giving him a dinner zov, you should give me in 6 months a kul chitim. Now, in 6 months, we're talking about a shah shebishuk, it's going to be worth 30 dinrim. It won't be worth a dinner zov. So what is pshat? Because he gave him now, and he said you have 6 months to pay back, he gave him 25 dinrim, and he's going to get back 30 dinrim. So that's ribbis, that's what he's gaining. So Rabbi Rav Yosef, the person, the malve, the lekeach, can tell him, I'm not gaining anything from you. I had to lend you the money in order to get back 30 dinrim of chitim. I didn't need this halva. I could have taken my money. I could have bought chitim now for 25 dinar. In 6 months it would be worth 30 dinar. I need the halva to give me the 30 dinar. You didn't do me any tovus. I'm not gaining from the halva. The issa of ribbis is when the malva is deriving benefit from the halva. He lent him $25, he got back $30. Ooh, that's ribbis. That's great. Not allowed to acquire benefit from the halva. You're getting another $5. But over here, what benefit I'm getting? I'm giving you $25 for a kul chitim, and you're going to give me back in 6 months a kul chitim that's worth 30 dindrin. Gefaldik. I needed the halva for this. There's markets by me where I live. I could have taken my 25 dindrim. I could have bought then a kul chitim. In 6 months, it'll be worth 30 dindrim. See, I didn't gain anything. There's no ribbis over here. There's no gain from this transaction. So, Memeila, that's why it's mutter. So this is a new lumdus, and we'll see soon something merely. רב אבב יסף דומי טבעי, מי טיימא מרבון הפויסק משאר שבשוקווה פה פי שאין לו נעד על סלומדס אוב רוב רב יעני, כוס אי קנסידר סינסי קודם בורדד איס אייקי הרס, נו, אי ויימנטלי דיסגרי ויו. נו, דה ריזן איז, דום עלי, הי קנטלם שקילו טיבוסך, יור ביק טויבה, דד יא גיבינג מי, יא גיבינג מי אין סיקס מונס עקור חיתם, דאס וור 30 דינדרים, טייק יא טויבה ושוד יא אחיזי, קן טרו איט און דה פונס, יא נא דוינג מי יא טויבה, מי אהנס לי, וא טויבה, are you doing for me? I have li zuzi biyodi. If I wouldn't have lent you the money, I would have had my money. Have mizavnino behini ubishili. I could go in hini and shili, and there's also markets there, and bizul, and I can buy it for 25 dinrim. So memele, you're not doing any teiva for me. Now, there's a mordike chavestas. The Chavistas says he's mamtik a little better. What's the machlokes Rove and Rabbi Yanai? So the Chavistas says, the whole lomdus of Rove was b'shusay nisyaka. I mean, it's just like I had chitim, and then I sold you chitim, now for 25 dinrim, and later begin. Your chitim became, why is it called like I have chitim? Because I can buy it. It's very difficult to buy now. You just have to only have a short amount of time. So it's just like I got it. Zuk tehele kechavistas. If the shah is a long shah, that means I have 6 months to buy the tefillin. Then you say this, well, no, I could have bought it. It's ki'ilo I had tvu already, because I have 6 months to buy it. So memele, then we say, I sold it to you. And if I'll be choyzer, there's a mishapora. It's cool, like I have chitim. If I can buy chitim, mali dmei, what's the difference? He gave me money and I have 6 months to acquire it. So just like I bought it. And it's sold to you, Mishusay Nishaka, and I am not allowed to have Chavota because there's a Mishapora. Moises kind of Mishapora. Zok the Chavistas, but Ashar Shebe Yoris. But it's not so easy to acquire. This whole thing is that our markets are less for 5 days. He says, what if the Moise is Chayzer? He says, there's no Mishapora. He didn't have Chitim. He could get, if he'll be mishtadl to get chitim. You think he has chitim? That's a cult he has chitim. If the only way he can get chitim is if he hustles in these 4 or 5 days, that's a cult he has chitim. And there's no mishapora. So Rovi said a chidish, osu shein izoiche kizoiche. You're right. Halachically, he doesn't have chitim. There's no mishapora. But Legabi Ribis, they were making, they said, Ki'ilu, since there's a possibility that he could have acquired chitim in these 5 days, we consider Ki'ilu he acquired, and Ki'ilu the Lekech was kind of them, and Memele Vishusay Nishaka. But there's no Mishapora, there's no real Kenyan over here, because he didn't have chitim. He maybe be able to get chitim. That was the lomdus of Rove with Rabbiane Malihain, Malidmeya Malihain. And Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef disagreed with this lomdus. You don't say a case. Also, Shein is Eiche, Kezeiche, Keilu, he has now Chitim. Rabbi Yosef disagreed with him. So the Heter is a different Heter in Gansen. The lomdus of the Heter is because I'm not gaining from you. I had to give you the money. I could then lend you the money in order to get chitim in 6 months. I could have gone right now and bought chitim for myself, and I would have the chitim. So memele, so that's why it's muta, because there's no ribis. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oma leya bayil Rav Yosef elam ha'ato muta lilvay so beso. Oh, you just opened up a can of worms over here. He said, listen, I don't need the elbow. I could have done it myself. So, saw is awesome.
So be so, that means I lend you a so, she pay me back in 6 months or so, is also. Why is it also? Because the business, I lent you a so that's worth $5, give me a so that's worth $7. So it's ribis. So say the same thing, ribis. I needed the halvot to get a so that's $7. I lent you a so. What would be if I wouldn't have lent you this so? I put this so in my oitzer. I'll hold it for 6 months, and it's worth $7. So I needed the halva to get these $7. You did me a taiva. I needed the halva. If I would put it in my oitz, I'd also get to save the $7. That's the cash. Amalei abayel Rabbi Yosef alamata muta lilba iso biso. Mishum damotze amalei shkila tivusach vishad yechuzri. The amalei will tell him chiti de kodochi bakalboi. If I have chitim now. And if I put them in my oitzer, they'd spoil. It would rain on them, or they'd get hot, they'd get spoiled. Nah, I have a good oitzer. I don't need you. You're not doing me a toive. So why is so besos? So this was a kasha and Rabbi Yosef. Omalei, hosam halbo, hochizvine. No. You're right. This lumbus, that it's not considered he's gaining, we only were makel by Mekah Hememke. That means if the whole thing is a Mekah Hememke, it's not halvo. So we're starting off with a pure Darabonan. He's giving money for chit. So now, but the Mekah Hememke is also awesome with Darabonan. So on this ribis Darabonan will say, but what am I gaining already from? In this ribis Darabonan, he can tell me, what am I gaining from this whole thing? Because it's Mekah Hememke, but by halvo, we did not make such lumdesin. That means if it's a halvo, you lent him a so, that's worth five, and getting back a so, that's worth seven. Chazal, we're not makel by halvo. Fine. Omalei ave bar abe lerove. Vavoy lemesev zuzi lisav siro. That means like this. That means, what are you telling me? You didn't gain anything. I needed you. I could have gone to Hini Vishili, and I could have acquired, also for my dinner zov, I could have acquired a kuchita. So he asked him, Akasha, it's not true. But boy, le meisiv zuzi le safsira, that means by the small markets, we're speaking about a small market, You had to get a broker to find someone. There was not a big market. You walked in and then you were able to buy. It was a small market. There were some people selling tvur. So you had to get a broker to find someone who's selling tvur. And you have money. So this for a dinner zov, you couldn't buy a kuchitim. A dinner zov, and then you have to pay an extra dollar to pay the broker. And now, if I'm giving you, you're giving me a dinner zov, and eventually it's worth 30 dinrim, so you're gaining. Because if you would have done it yourself, it would cost you a dinner zov plus a dollar for the broker. And now you're giving me a dinner zov, I'm paying for the broker. So memela, so what's the svar of Rav Yosef? Omalei de koyoy vleinami. You're right. He has to give him a dinner zov plus a dal. You're right, 100%. According to Rav Yosef, if the whole lumdus says I'm not gaining anything, so he has to be truly not gaining. He has to give him a dinner zov plus a dollar. Ravashi omazuzi de inchi inu of the lay safsiru. Say, no, you don't need a broker. The people who were selling tefillah, they were looking around. Does anyone want to buy tefillah? Anyone? You didn't need a broker. The moichim looked for koinim, so you could do it without a broker. There's interesante rosh. The rosh says as follows: according to the svar of Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef said. According to the svar of Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef said, "My honestly, I could have bought it myself." So the Rosh Hashanah, the Kechidish, We learned in Perek HaMafkid that when a person gives up a kodim of tvura, so when he returns the pekodim, you make deductions. It's rats, it's spoils. You don't give back. You gave me a kul chitim. I don't give you back a kul chitim. There's a standard amount that when one loses in a certain amount of time, there's a certain amount of tvura that gets automatically lost. Taina terosh. So according to Rav Yosef, if you're saying, hey, I could have bought it myself. Fine. You'd have bought it yourself, so you wouldn't have ended up with a kulchit. You'd end up with a kulchit minus the deductions. So I'll also give you a kulchit minus deductions. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hini vishili mekaymesen sha'oyu smuchin lepumpadise sha'irabe v'rav yaisi v'yayishim v'aklaim v'chom akum amaitse v'svi v'yayisi v'damim alogo. So the Gemara says, I saw, let him tell him, chiti v'kadochi v'akalboi b'tmi, v'chi im hinachti chitim sheli v'oitzri. If I would have left my chitim and my oitzri, not lend it to you, klamoy, shomim yirdim aleim, it would rain on them, she would tzmoiches, it would start to growing, it would start sprouting. Mem tzmochim liskalkel lishnachine v'kadochi l'shachmimis k'may kiktoy chesh. He looks for Meichichitim. Names the Mistake Zuzi, Bakhtomas Hamois. Mishani Dioi, Zachakech Litin Lemoich, the Meha Sirso. Rabashiom, Loitzor Zuzi, the Inish, the Loitzor Zuzi, the Inish of the late Safsiros. If he has money, the Meicha will come to him. Hachamorim, Hoichlin, Eitzel, Bale, Hamois, Lehoilich, Loi, Tvua. They'll bring Tvua to him. You don't have to get a broker. As long as you have money, don't worry. They'll find you and they'll sell it to you.